earlier today, I got an email from the Washington State Police. They say that apparently the thieves are out. They're scamming metals for sale illegally. And the way they're doing it, we'll get to catalytics in a second, but they're doing it by ripping off some of the big utility boxes that you see by the side of the road, either telephone or electric utility boxes. They're apparently pulling all the copper out and other metals and then taking them off to sell. It's the same kind of problem that an awful lot of car owners have fallen victim to, as their catalytic converters are sliced right off their vehicles. Somebody with a battery sawzall apparently climbs under the truck. We've even had people who are asleep in their vehicle and they hear this vibration and they realize some thief is under their car trying to slice the catalytic converter off. Well, Washington State Senator Jeff Wilson has come up with a great idea to try to target this and make sure that fewer people get ripped off. Senator, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Lars, for having me on today.
Well, I'm glad to do it because people may or may not realize it, but those catalytic converters that are on there for pollution reasons, they contain some real rare metals, and the metals are very, very expensive, which means when somebody steals your catalytic converter, it's not like stealing a muffler. The muffler doesn't have much value in it. The catalytic converter has a lot of value. How do we go about stopping the marketplace so then we stop people from stealing them in the first place?
Well, there's a couple ways to do it. And the first way is to just simply begin to invoke some accountability and to remove the incentive, Lars. The epidemic of stealing these converters usually results to you can steal this product, and on that same day, you can get a cash reward at some recycling facility. And that's kind of the no questions, no asked transactions that we need to stop. So that is the first thing to do, is to plug the hole in that leaking ship.
Okay, because somebody knows, if a thief knows, I can take a battery-powered sawzall probably and climb under somebody's truck and in a few minutes slice that catalytic converter out of the pipes, you know, the pipes that lead to it and from it in your exhaust system on your car. They realize, how much do they typically get? Do you know what the fee is when somebody brings in a converter like that?
Absolutely. It can go for as little as $20 all the way up to $3,000 and $4,000 for exotic car emissions control. And all this for something that can take you as little as 60 seconds or even less.
And then the person who owns the car is left with the problem. I have to take my car in. My exhaust system is not going to work. I would even argue, and Jeff, I don't know if you know this or not, but if somebody went under my vehicle and sliced the catalytic converter out, there's a reason that tailpipe leads the exhaust to the south end of my northbound car, because I don't want that exhaust inside the car. If they slice the catalytic converter out, if you drive around with it in that condition until you get it fixed, aren't you running the risk that you're going to end up with carbon monoxide or other things coming right into the vehicle?
Oh, absolutely, Lars. And besides that, you can become illegal yourself. It is not legal to drive around your automobile that had a catalytic converter and now it doesn't. So in fact, it's a double whammy. Being a victim of a crime, you can also be responsible for operating that motor vehicle illegally without a catalytic converter. It's just another way to victimize that our homeowners and car owners.
The other thing I don't know, Jeff, is that covered by insurance? I mean, if you have the catalytic converter sliced off your car, assuming you've got full coverage on your car, is that kind of theft something that your insurance covers? Do you know? Because they ain't cheap.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Lars. And there are some insurance companies that have those policies, but we all know about the marketplace. In other words, there's been a rush on insurance claims, and insurance companies have had to pay out a lot of these claims, and we all know how that's going to get into cost recovery on future premiums of people for insurance. So even the industry is going to have to react, and that'll end up with most likely higher insurance premiums for us to have that coverage.
You know what I wish, Jeff, is a senator, is that I wish we could just get the industry itself to voluntarily say, we're not going to handle catalytics that come into us unless there's paperwork. In other words, if a do-it-yourselfer guy or gal says, I'm going to take off my old catalytic converter and replace it myself, but I've got the title to my car and I'll bring it into the shop and say, I'd like to get a few bucks back for this one, but I've got the paperwork to back it up, and just simply not do business with the people who walk in and say, gee, I've got six catalytic converters, and nobody bothers to ask, how did you end up with six catalytic converters? It seems like the thieves would be pretty obvious to the people that they're selling this stuff to, aren't they?
Absolutely, Lars. And my bill isn't very complicated. It doesn't guarantee we're going to end this crime. But what we're going to do is we're going to put some very simple steps in there that allow and force people to be accountable and, you know, to make that obvious call that, hey, if this is not your catalytic converter, you don't have the right to peddle it. Now, Lars, there are several reputable recyclers and people in the recycling business that they serve our community a great service by getting rid of old, broke down cars and things. And it's good to have those recyclers. But we need the recyclers' help into stopping that type of criminal transaction when it comes to their business. So the industry in all has done well with this, but we need their help to fix it. But they
and by the way, there is some urgency to get the bill passed in Washington, isn't there, because of what's happening in Oregon, I think, starting next month?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Lars, crazy Oregon and crazy Washington. Oregon has its bill that will take effect in January. And in order to harmonize, I mean, we're border states, but crime doesn't know that. So I didn't want Oregon and Washington to be played upon on our state lines and having criminals shop for the best price amongst us. So therefore, I wanted both of our laws, in a sense, to be somewhat similar, that sends a message that both Oregon and Washington, it may not pay to do this crime, or at least not cash the same day.
Okay, so tell me this. How quickly can Washington State get it passed? If the law's already ready to take effect in Oregon in January, how quickly can you get the legislature to act?
Well, we go into session in Washington State, of course, January 10th, Lars. I'm hoping I can get it into committee. And if possible, this should be one of these bills, because this isn't a silly bill. This is a bill for an everyday problem. It's what legislators are supposed to do. There's no red or blue catalytic converter, for crying out loud. And there's a lot of victims that we need to hold up here.
Yeah, and so you're not facing any opposition. The industry is on board with you, and even the Democrats will be on board with you.
Well, I believe it or not, I'm hoping to get a ton of bipartisan. I have several Democrats already on board. A little resistance from the industry, and that's why I'd like your listeners to know, Lars, this is not for bad players in the industry. We need metal recyclers and what they do. But like I said, we need their help. So they're a little maybe taken that they may be accused.
Senator, thank you.